I'm still glad and I'm thankful I still have my first love.
Amen.
My Lord Jesus Christ.
Once more.
Before I get in the message, can you imagine losing your first love?
Amen. Once more.
Can you imagine going through life without hope of eternal life?
Amen. Once more.
But I'm glad that I can still feel the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. It still is rich. It still is real as it was the day that I received it. When I prayed, Lord, save my soul. Whenever deliverance come and I felt His presence, and I tell you what, I am slid all around on the rock is what we hear. But somehow or another, managed to hold up.
Yeah.
I'm going to read from three chapters out of Revelation. From chapter 2, chapter 3, and chapter 21. You just bear with us. One verse out of chapter 2, the verse 25. The Bible says, but that which ye have already, hold fast till I come. Look in the third chapter, the second verse. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have not found thine works perfect before God. Now, tonight if we look back on life and whenever it seemed like that we was happy on our journey, tonight, and you know, I seem like that the Christian people are going with the wiles of the world. You might still be in church. You might still be there every Sunday. But you just stop and think about the devil taking your testimony out of your mouth, taking the joy out of your heart. You know it's come to a time that it's hard whenever you're preaching from here to yonder. It's hard to even get a amen. They have lost their amen. They have lost their testimony. They have lost their first love. I'm still sitting on the seat. I do nothing. You know, tonight, I'm glad to see people still have a song. People still have a testimony. People still have the love in that of God. Listen, the devil is out there, and he will take away the joy of your love. My brother, you'll sit on your seat and die spiritually. Listen, you can't seem like you can't muster up nothing anymore. It's a fearful thing. I'm to take inventory of yourself and don't have nothing.
Let's
move. Ready to die.
Yeah.
Hold fast that which you have already. Hold on until I come. Brother, listen, I'm going on. Just another passage of Scripture, 21st chapter. John said, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. And there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself I shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death. Neither sorrow nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are passed away. These are they to what they had. I through persecution, I through the rough stuff, I in life, I whenever the devil, I would come calling, I these are they, I that would move up, I just a little bit closer, and the devil said, I don't you testify, these are they, they would sing a song, I testify,
amen.
Show the devil, that they was holding fast, what they had wouldn't let go. Listen, we're people that's almost ready. I with all of my heart, I believe I that we're ready. I to get on board. I New Jerusalem. Brother, listen. This world, I don't have nothing. I the pain. Sorrow. Disappointments. But that's fixing to pass away.
That's right.
Yeah, that will go with your first love. That will go. Because you, I have let go. And that which you have, the Bible says, to be watchful. You better watch. The devil, I will take it right out of your mouth.
That's right.
Amen. Take the word. People, I can remember whenever people sung, I with joy, they testified, I with joy, and with love, you can see that all over, you can feel the power coming down, brother, listen, but we've almost let go what we had. Well, preacher, it ain't none of your business if I don't ever testify. You got that right. It ain't none of my business, but Jesus said to tell them they won't listen at you. But tell them anyway. So listen, I hit it so easy. I just to be lukewarm. Jesus said, I'd rather, you be hot or cold. I'd be one another. Listen, I go ahead and give it up. If you're gonna just fool yourself.
That's right.
Just go ahead and give it up. I'd rather if you just give it up. It's to be lukewarm, sit around. Listen, I'll be all puffed up. I'm not willing to let the people know that you got joy. Listen, I'd rather you just give it up.
Bless him, Lord.
But he said, hold fast. If you've got it, hold on to it.
Amen.
I believe that Stephen, listen, they persecuted him. They stoned him. I believe even more. They stoned him. Probably the latter he got with great joy.
That's right.
Yeah. New Jerusalem picked him up.
Yeah.
Man, I tell you what. I actually prayed and said, Lord, I lay these sins not to their charge. He just knelt down. And went to sleep, went out on out into eternity.
That's right.
Didn't feel pain no more. Listen, I believe the New Jerusalem. I don't know. You might read here and yonder. You might come up with all kinds of theories. But brother, listen, I believe that it's a glory of God. And God on the scene. Picking up the saints of God. Taking them home. I said he would wipe the tears from our eyes.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah.
No more sorrow. No more pain.
Amen.
You think that's a good place for you like to be?
Amen.
Amen. Then we ought to get on fire for God.
Yeah.
We ought to shout hallelujah. The one is able to take us from this world to the fullness of glory.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
Oh, preacher, we kind of live in them days is in the past. Boy, you got that right. And I hear that tape this evening saying that the glory was coming down. I didn't only hear that. But I hear people amen, shouting the praises of God. I have been a background. People was filled with joy.
Yeah, yeah. Amen.
Hold fast.
Amen.
Be watchful. The devil will take your testimony.
Yeah, that's right.
The devil will take your prayer requests. The burden of somebody that you once had a burden for, and maybe it's gone, and you don't have a burden no more. Listen, it's been a long, long time.
since I heard somebody say, I enjoyed the message. You ever hear that anymore? You ever hear that anymore? Not much. What's happening? He said to be watchful. Strengthen that which is ready to die. We need to pick one another up. We need to be it on board. That's going to be ready. To get on board. New Jerusalem. The glory of God. Swing down. Sweet chariot. Stop and let me ride. I've got a hold. On the other side.
Amen.
I feel like shouting the praise of the Lord. I feel like that God will strengthen our feeling. Preacher, it's not all about feeling.
That's right.
Listen, I'm glad I can feel it.
Amen.
I'm glad I got something I can feel. If I couldn't feel nothing, I wouldn't know I had anything.
Amen. That's right, brother.
Brother Caleb was preaching this morning, and if I couldn't feel something, I've been messaged, I couldn't get nothing out of it, I probably wouldn't say amen. I was listening, he was preaching, the name of Jesus, that right there, I was enough, that I could agree, I ought to say amen. We need to gird up the loins of our mind and hold fast.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
If you've got salvation, you need to hold on to it.
That's right.
Yep.
You may have a great bank account beyond measure. You were spending and not putting nothing back. Pretty soon, you're going to go broke. It won't take long for you to shut up. The bowels of mercy. Towards one another. It won't take long. I'd bring you the bank account to be gone.
Yeah.
Listen, laying up treasure on the other side.
Yeah.
May come through amen, testimony, or just a song. I don't know. It all works together.
Yeah.
For the glory of God.
That's right.
Listen, hold fast that what you have.
Amen.
What would you take for the joy?
Right.
What would you take for it? If I could share you out the money, what'd you take for it? Money couldn't buy it. No. What would you take for the testimony that you have? The feeling that you have down inside. What would you take for it? Listen, if you ain't careful, you'll give it away.
That's right.
The devil will steal it.
Yeah.
I remember back yonder when the saints of God come shouting the praises of God. I don't want you to shout it because I say so. But boy, whenever the shouter comes and the glory comes, and the glory comes down and fills your soul, and you shout the praises of God from the heart, brother, something is real, something that the devil can't take away from you. That's the time that we need to be today, upon the authority of God's word. As you know, he said, I will come as a thief in the night.
Yeah, amen.
What if the Lord calls you
in
your sleep on him? We read in the Bible where that he come at midnight.
Yeah.
And there was a voice come. And to some, I wish I'd have known this 2 or 3 days ago.
Yeah.
But the wise, they begin to stand and trim their lamp. Don't you know that they're glad to have something to trim?
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
How would you have felt to be so foolish? I'd say, Lord, I would have done all of these things. Lord, I want you to search the book again. I know that my name, I'm supposed to be there. He said, I never knew you.
Yeah.
Listen. I don't know why tonight, but if I'm not getting to you, that's a bad sign.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh? I got to myself.
Blessed Lord.
Listen, I don't care what. If it hair lips the devil, I want to go to heaven.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Listen, we need to put forth a better effort.
Yeah.
You know the only chance of your loved ones God being saved is you.
Right. That's right, brother.
You may not have preached to them. You may not have sung to them. But your appearance, your attitude, brother, before them, leading them through the darkness, shining light unto them, that they can see your light and come to the Lord. Brother, listen, we need to let our lights begin to burn bright and shine because somebody is searching for your light tonight. Some loved one. We need to pray harder. We need to live closer. We need to live in the Spirit. You don't jump out of it today and tomorrow jump back in, and then when it's convenient, listen, you have the few scattering remarks. What do you need to do?
Hold fast.
Hold fast.
Hold fast.
What do you need to do? Strengthen that which is ready to die. Can you search your soul and find out what has already died?
Flesh.
By now it stinketh.
That's right.
You stop thinking about
it. Bless the Lord.
If there's areas in my life that's died, been dead for a long time, it'd be sad to face the Lord. He said, strengthen that which is ready to die. Don't wait till it's already dead. It's hard to get the dead to come back, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we need to get together. We need to pray together. We need to sing together. We need to shout together. We need to praise the Lord together.
Right.
If these boys have preached you a word and you got anything out of it you can take home, you need to tell them. You need to tell them. It's a lonesome, lonesome road if you're not helping nobody. It's a lonesome, lonesome road if you can preach your heart out, scream until you're blue in the face, and you've not helped nobody. They sit there and look at you. Lord, what can I do now? Just hold what you got.
Mm-hmm.
Hold what you got. I'm on my way home.
That's right. Amen.
I'm on my way home.
Amen.
I may not preach very loud or very long, but I want to be preaching. I'm kind of like the Apostle Paul. He said, I fought a good fight.
Yeah.
I have kept my faith. Lord, I'm ready to be offered. He said one time, whenever King Agrippa, I believe, said, Paul, thou art permitted to speak for yourself, yet time, the opportunity. You know what he said? He said, I count myself happy, O King, that I'm able to speak for myself. I'm able to glorify him who I love.
Amen.
I'm a fighting, I'm a holding on. I was trying to kill him. The devil's trying to kill you tonight.
Mm-hmm.
The devil will kill, may not kill you physically, but he'll kill all the spiritual organs in your heart, in your soul. Wouldn't that be a sad place to be? Get up and walk, do whatever, but your spiritual organs be dead, done and died. How would you get it back? You'd have to pray. You'd have to see. Most likely you'd never get it back. I'm happy on my journey. I don't know about you. I'm happy on my journey because I'm still alive inside.
Amen.
And I want to stay that way.
Amen.
Amen. I'd like for us to stay. If there's organs, in your life that is almost on the verge of dying, tonight would be a good night to restrict them, that they would be much alive tomorrow. Being alive tomorrow might save somebody's soul. How about it? Strengthen that which you're ready tonight.